Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
And right now on the KGLO live line, I have Mark Bailey with me, and we're going to be talking about Fat Dowskies. Mark, how you doing today?
Good, good.
Well, it's great to have you on board with us. I've been kind of telling people a little bit about Fat Dowskies, which is an all-purpose seasoning and rub, which I really love, by the way. That is really good stuff. I got to tell you quick right off the bat, I tried it on ribs, and I think they were the best ribs I've ever had in my entire life.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, fantastic stuff. But the neat part about this is when people hear about Fat Dowskies or see Fat Dowskies on the shelf at the grocery store, the neat part is it's developed locally. Tell us a story, because you're, in the North Springs area, right?
Yeah. I grew up in Rock Falls, and I live in North Springs now. Yep.
How did this come about? How did Fat Dowskies happen?
Well, I like experimenting in the backyard barbecues and the neighborhood barbecues, and people come over and try some of my stuff and really like my food and ask me to give me samples of my seasoning, and they would want to purchase it from me. Well, I'd just give it to them, and then they'd want to have my recipe. Well, of course, I wouldn't give it to them, so I'd just give them samples. And Cole Davison, one of the local plumbers over there, he said, "Well, hey, why don't you bottle this stuff and sell it?" Well, I'm not sure I was ready for that yet, but he kept on me, and finally I thought, well, I might as well try it. So one thing led to another, and of course it takes a lot of work and trying to do that, so I did it and had to find a bottling company and a lawyer and all that business, and started to make sure that the name wasn't taken, of course, did it in 2017, started it, and then I had to find people that would put it on the shelf. So I started locally, got into the Hy-Vee and Fairway and Ace Hardware and Hardware Hank and Osage and Mason City here and Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Paul Gatters in Northwood and J. Mart in Grafton. So I'm just in, excuse me, North Iowa. I don't have, excuse me, North Iowa is where I'm at, because I don't have any salespeople. My territory is pretty limited for where I can travel and with my pickup. I don't want to eat up all my profit with gas. So that's where I'm at.
How did you come up with the name? How did that happen?
I did a sales speech when I was in school and used the name there, and it stuck. That was my nickname in high school.
Wow. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It is so fun. Now, this can be used on multiple things. I mentioned ribs. You and I were talking earlier about chicken. But this is an all-purpose seasoning that you can use on many, many different items, right?
Oh, absolutely. My mom uses it on deviled eggs. I had someone stop me one time and told me that their husband liked it when she used it in Chex Mix. I've had people tell me they use it on sweet corn. I got to tell you a story. When I stopped at Ace Hardware one time to see if they needed to restock, and I gave a card to a checkout gal, and she looked at the card and she said, "Are you that guy?" And I said, "Yeah, that's me." And they were selling sweet corn in the lot, and she said, "I bought some of that seasoning and put it on that sweet corn," and she said, "It was amazing." She said, "It was so good." So it works on numerous things, not just meat.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, here's another neat part about this, too, and we should mention it, Mark, and that is you've got a salt-free as well.
Yeah. One of the guys that I work with, I developed it for him. He talked me into it. He's on a salt-free diet. And he said, can you work on something that's salt free? He said, I really, really like to have different seasonings. He said, and I can't have salt in my diet. So we worked on something like that. And he uses it on popcorn. And he said, you got to have something on popcorn because the popcorn alone is just kind of blah. And so there's another use for that. But, yep, salt-free for the people that are on a salt-restricted diet. There's something there.
So you got chicken. You can put it on pork. You can use it with turkey, fish, beef. It's an all-purpose popcorn. We've talked about sweet corn, and that's going to be going big here very, very soon. I can't wait to try it on some of these things.
Yeah, yep.
And this all started in your own backyard where you're thinking, you know, why not? Why shouldn't I do this?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. If you got a little support and a little encouragement from your friends and I guess a dream, go for it.
Well, I'm going to give you a little encouragement, too, from the guy on the radio. I'm telling you, people, this is really good stuff. You ought to give it a try. It is called Fat Dowski's All-Purpose Seasoning and Rub. You just mentioned several places where it can be found. Do you have a website, a Facebook page, or anything like that? People can also take a look?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page, Fat Dowski's, yep.
Check it out, everybody. Fat Dowski's on Facebook. And then you can be just like me, sitting in my easy chair on the deck just watching the smoke come off the grill or the smoker, and you know you've got something fabulous cooking from right there. Mark, it's been fun having you on the radio with me this morning. I know you're a busy guy and you got to get running, but I just want everybody to know a little bit about the story about Fat Dowski's and the all-seasoning, all-purpose seasoning and rub that you've got going right now. It's really good stuff. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Tim.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. There you go. That's Mark Bailey. Fat Dowski's seasoning and rub. You got to love it. You got to try it. And if they don't have it at your store, ask them for it. That's what I'd do. Ask them for it. Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO and KGLOAM.com.